This is the Composer's Datebook for January 14th. I'm John Zeck. Some instruments seem to have all the luck, or at least all the concertos. If you play piano or violin, you have literally hundreds of concertos to choose from. But if your instrument is the harp, the pickings or pluckings are rather slim. This hardly seems fair to one of mankind's oldest instruments, depicted on murals from ancient Egypt and traditionally associated with King David in the Bible. In the 18th and early 19th century, there are a handful of great classical harp concertos by Handel and Mozart and others. In the 20th century, things start to improve a little, with modern concertos by Glier, Pierney, Castelnuovo Tedesco, and Rodrigo. On today's date in 1955, we're happy to report, one of the finest modern works for harp and orchestra had its premiere when harpist Nicanor Sabaleta played this concerto by the prolific Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. And slowly but surely, the repertory is expanding. One of the newest additions comes from the pen of the Finnish composer Eino Johanni Rautavaara. His harp concerto was commissioned by the Minnesota Orchestra and was premiered in Minneapolis in October of the year 2000 by the Finnish conductor, Osmo Venska, with Kathy Kinzel as soloist. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.